This is Marketplace. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. You heard Molly Wood talk about trade just then and how it affects tech. Global trade has not gotten a lot of love from the incoming administration, especially the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP, which would have linked 12 Pacific nations, including the U.S. and Japan. President-elect Donald Trump called it a disaster. Meanwhile, China, which was not part of the TPP, is pushing ahead with its own trade deal. It's called the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership. Marketplace's Adam Allington breaks it down for us.
The TPP covered nearly 40% of the global economy. But as President Obama put it, the deal was never just about trade.
If America doesn't shape the rules of the global economy today to benefit our workers, while our economy is in a position of new global strength, then China will write those rules.
The pact's failure could also mean U.S. exports will miss out on preferred access to countries like India, China, and Japan.
Yeah, in fact, that's already happening to us.
Jason Hafmeister is the Associate Administrator of USDA's Foreign Agricultural Service. He says the TPP would have cut tariffs across a range of products, from beef to wine. Without it, those tariffs remain and the doors left open for China to increase its influence. In fact, China's regional trade bloc, the RCEP, is already under consideration by 16 countries in the Pacific region.
These countries of great interest to us will be opening their markets to some of our competitors and we'll fall behind.
U.S. agriculture stood to be a big winner under the TPP, particularly for exports to Japan, the world's third largest economy.
This is the picking line. The peanuts come here and then they have hand pickers.
Paul Rogers is a third generation Virginia peanut farmer. The TPP, he says, would have increased the export market considerably, eliminating tariffs and quotas in key countries.
And it would also put us on a little more level playing field with China and India, who are our two biggest competitors in that part of the world. I think China is going to sweeten the deal, and we're going to be on the outside looking in.
RCEP, like TPP, aims to boost trade, but many economists say RCEP is more limited in scope. Linda Lim, a professor at the University of Michigan, says the TPP went far beyond tariffs, actually changing the rules for doing business in the region.
Labor and environmental standards, stronger intellectual property rights, coverage of services as well as of goods, and so on.
But critics say the TPP would have cost jobs in some countries and weakened labor and environmental standards in others. Economics aside, some fear the biggest loss for the U.S. is diplomatic. In backing out of the TPP, they say the United States has abandoned its position as a global champion of free markets. That's the view of Jacob Kierkegaard of the Rhodium Group.
The United States, for the first time since World War II, has walked away from a major liberalizing regional trade initiative.
President-elect Trump says he's interested in pursuing more bilateral trade deals. He also says he'll renegotiate the North American Free Trade Agreement and label China a currency manipulator, all of which means the TPP is not the only cloud on the free trade horizon. In Washington, I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.